Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes. Shabuah Tov. Shabuah. Good Shabuah. Here, here, here. Here. We are getting to the eve of Pesach. Some more reasoning on Pesach here. First day service, first day service. We have the Shabbat Mitzorah corresponding with the Shabbat Gadol, the big, the great Sabbath that prepares us right there and lets us know that Pesach is here, here, here. So here in the season, here we're rebooting after the Shabbat. We had the Aliyot readings, you know, the seven readings from the previous manna, sabbatical manna, the Torah reading and feeding, sometimes referred to as a weekly Torah portion, but it's the reading and feeding in the season, you know, that manna, the angel's bread. So here, we're picking up right here, have Pesach coming up on the horizon, and we have this Torah reading and feeding, Mitzorah. How does Mitzorah connect, you know, with the theme right here, Chavarim, with the reason for the season? So here, as we reboot, get certain things, it's ready, ready, ready. Give thanks to those tuning into the podcast, you know, Rastafari Israelites, as well as Groundation, and those calling directly on the blog talk, and, you know, give thanks to, you know, ones and ones behind the blog talk. So, you know, we hope that, you know, the systems of things, you know, continue, and we can use the world, but not overuse or misuse or abuse it, you know, for the sake of the kingdom's sake. So we have the Shabbat, right, fulfilled right there, Shabbat HaGadol, the readings and the feedings right there, but we're still in the Medi. Still in the Medi right here, we have the Haftarah, you know, which is the prophet's reading, which is Malachi chapter 3, verses 4 to 24, as well as in the Brit Chadasha, in the New Covenant, the Renewed Covenant reading, we have Matthew chapter 8, focus verses 1 to 17, and Matthew chapter 21, focus verses 1 to 17. Okay, check that out right there, but give thanks to the co-laborers, you know, for their word, sound, and power. Ra Sahar Ahad, give thanks for the reading, coming forth for the Haftarah, and Ras Ayasin Tefarai, as well for the Brit Chadasha reading and feeding. But here, as ones and ones hopefully can tune in, you know, and while ones and ones hopefully get ready here, first day service, like to reason on a little bit more, both concerning the Torah reading and feeding and the Pesach, Passover. You know, what is Pesach, Passover all about? And why is it important, especially to keep, you know, the key days? And that's the Passover Eve. You know, then we have the days of unleavened bread. But how do we keep this in light of Moshiach, Yeshua? That is, you know, the essence of, we say, that new covenant, that fulfillment, where it says that he has fulfilled the Old Testament types, especially these sacrifices, you know, for sin, where the debtors, you know, the animals were offered up, so forth and so on. But here, let's look at this right here, this Chodesh. What Chodesh are we in? We're in the Chodesh. Speaking about the moon, the month that we're in, you know, related to the moon, according to lunar solar calculation of time, you know, we are in the month of Yeshua. Now, it's probably best if one could see it written. We have Yeshua, the name, right, of the Savior, and Yeshua. There's a hey at the end. And that right there is like the word for salvation. You know, we have Yeshua, Teshua, right? Teshua and Yeshuot also appearing in many of the Psalms as well. But first things first right here, as is I and I trod, we have the Psalm for the first day, that's 24. Let's give ear, rise up the chant right here.
Psalm 24.
Yeah.
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah, 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 Selah.
Let's hear that right there. There's here, some of that there from Psalm 24. Psalm 24, a point as chanted in the temple of Yerushalayim and even in 99 temples in Moshiach. Here for the first day, first day, first day. Here in the Ivrit, Queen Malka Macheda, Malka Macheda, Queen Macheda here, clean hands, Niki Kapayim, Ubar Lebab, and a refine, a purify, a purge heart. Here, here, here.
Clean hair. לדוד מזמור, לאדוני הארץ ומלואה, תבל ויושבבה, כי הוא על ימים יסדה, ועל נהרות יכונניה, מי יעלה בהר אדוני, מי יקום במקום קודשו. נקי כפיים ובר לבב, אשר לא נשא לשווא נפשי, ולא נשבע למרמה, יסבר החם את אדוני, וצדקה אלוהי אישעו. זה דור דורשיו, מבקשי פניך יעקב סלע, שאו שערים ראשיכם, ינשאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד, מזה מלך הכבוד, אדוני עזות וגיבור, אדוני גיבור מלחמה, שאו שערים ראשיכם, ושאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד, מזה מלך הכבוד, אדוני צבאות, הוא מלך הכבוד סלע.
חכו יום יבוא, אלה שצוחקים עכשיו יבכו, אלה שבוכים עכשיו הם מודים, חכו ברוך השם, יש לנו את החירות לבחור. נמשיך קדימה, לא נשאר מאחור. הכוח הוא בהתמדה, כן, ורק בסוף הדרך סופרים את הקופה. יש כבוד, יש
מזמור תפגלת, לדוד מזמור, לאדוני הארץ ומלואה, תבל ויושבבה, כי הוא על ימים יסדה, ועל נהרות יכונניה. מי יעלה בהר אדוני, ומי יקום במקום קודשו? נקי כפיים ובר לבב, אשר לא נשא לשווא נפשי, ולא נשבע למרמה. יישא ברכה מאת אדוני, וצדקה מאלוהי ישעו. זה דור דורשיו, מבקשי פניך, יעקב, סלע. שאו שערים רעשיכם, והנשאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני עזוז וגיבור, אדוני גיבור מלחמה. שאו שערים רעשיכם, ושאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי הוא זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני צבאות, הוא מלך הכבוד, סלע, 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 סלע.
Yes, 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 Shavua Tov, Shavua Tov, Psalm 24 right there. That was an Abraham Shmuloff. Before that it was a Chabad chant. Then we had Malka Makeda, Queen Makeda, and Alexander Scorby with the KJV. Psalm for the first day, we have Psalm 24, the earth is Yahweh's and all of her fullness. But here we're in Abib. You know, Abib from HaTorah, the month known as Abib, referring to the springtime, the barley harvest, also referred to after the Babylonian exile as Nisan. Touch on that a little bit earlier, some of the possible etymologies, but even those possible etymology reflects the reason for the season. So we have the Chodesh Yeshua, Ha Yeshua. Let's say it like that. The Chodesh, the moon, the month, Ha the Yeshua, of the salvation, a saving month, a deliverance month, a victory month. This is why often it may be referred to as a month-long, you know, in liberation, although directly we have the 7 8 days, they say the 8 days. But there begins the count. We begin the count of the Omer, right? So first looking at it in the physical sense, as, you know, in the Old Testament, so to speak, sense, and then also showing the substance in the Brit Chadasha, in and through Adonenu Yeshua. So some further thoughts right here, Rosh Chodesh, Abib, Torah-wise, the new month, new moon of Abib. And with Pesach always at the middle, the 14th, 15th, the 15th and the 14th, right around there between the evenings. This is where we are coming to right here, in this present time. So the Chodesh Ha Yeshua, the months of deliverance, of salvation, of saving, of victory, bringing out the noun, not the name, but it's closely related to the name Yeshua, Yeshua, and Yeshua, Yeshua, by Chodesh HaYeshua, the month of salvation, victory, deliverance. So some further thoughts, you know, and heal up to Hebrew for Christians as well. You know, a lot of good relevant points, and to all of those, even Yehudi, that see it according to out of name of Yeshua HaMoshiach and do due diligence to, you know, share, you know, as the natural branches, as Rabbi Shaul, a.k.a. the Apostle Paul, mentions about the natural branches, you know, being grafted in again, you know, according to Romans chapter 11. But here, Abib, called Nisan, this moon, this month, and salvation, HaYeshua, and deliverance and victory. Some further thoughts. Question, are y'all discouraged, you know, by this evil world? Are y'all, are we, are I and I discouraged, not encouraged, discouraged by this evil olam, this evil world? Chavarim, Talmudim, friends, associates, fellow disciples, do I and I sometimes utter a kind of a plaintive, you know, pathetic, the pathos, the suffering of a plaintive prayer, something like, Yahweh, I know that you will help us, but will you help us before you will help us? Oh, Jehovah, and I know that the I will help I and I, but will the I help I and I before the I helps I and I? You see, when things are disilluminated, you know, little to no light, darkened, and seemingly hopeless and feeling helpless, it is tempting to yield, you know, to passivity and even to despair. But it is precisely then that our faith, our emunah, right, emunah from the amen, what we admit as true, what we support and lean upon. Got to get into the etymology of the word that's often translated as faith, but we say emunah, our admittance, you know, our admittance of the truth, our credit, our credo. What do we credit, right? Our faith, emunah, precisely then and in these times when our emunah, our emnet must rise up and become all the more emboldened. You see, emunah in HaElohim's love, Ahava, is the victory. And we have another word for victory, right? Netzach, and overcoming. The sense of this victory is like overcoming, netzach. And we have this even from the Psalms, Menatzeach. We say La Menatzeach, the chief musician in that sense, but looking at the Hebrew perspective, it's also to the overcomer, the Menatzeach. And it's that emunah, that faith, that credit, that admittance in HaElohim's Ahava, his love, is the Netzach, the victory, the overcoming that overcomes HaOlam, the world, Olam HaZeh, and its illusions and delusions. Find a reference right there to 1 John 5 and 4. Let's remind ourselves of 1 John 5 and 4. It says here, this version right here, this is the ESV version, just for quick reference, English Standard Version. For everyone who has been born of God, of Elohim, overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, HaOlam, our faith, our emunah. So that's the reference there, Brit Chadash-wise. We must remember that Yahweh, He who be, who he be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be he, blessed be the name, Yahweh, is our deliverer and our kinsman redeemer, HaGoel. The kinsman redeemer is known as the Goel, and to put a definite article on it, HaGoel, Ha-go-el, ha-go-el, a very present help. That verse, that word, that phrase, very present, like being present, very present help, always faithful, always sure, very present help in our troubles. Now, this calls to mind a psalm, right? We have a psalm for that. There's a psalm for that. Psalm 46, verses 1 to 2. Then we have the psalm, yeah, in this season. Notice the royal order psalms from that ancient ordering of things, how it reflects on the Torah reading and feeding, and the King of Kings highway, the High Yehudi, you know, the Judahite highway, according to the line of the tribe of Judah. It's an interesting reflection when we look at, you know, the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, the most ancient testimony, right, of the Israelites of Ethiopia. And then we even look at the pattern that's followed by the faithful, you know, Yehudi, you know, even today, you know, yeah. Well, let's get into details here. What's the psalm? The psalm that reads, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way and the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea. This verse right here. Elohim lanu machseh wa'oz ezra b'sarota nimtza me'od al kein lo nira b'hamir aretz u'a b'mota harim b'leib yamim. Into the heart, b'leib, into the heart of the yamim, into the heart of the sea. Acts in the Hebrew, belev, yamim, yamim, yam is sea, and yamim is the seas. Into the heart of the seas, Elohim is our refuge and strength. Elohim lanu machseh wa'oz, wa'oz, and strength. A very present help in trouble. Ezra, Ezra, help, bitzarot, bitzarot. Interesting word right there, sarot. The root is sar, sara, sar. And then we have the saraat in speaking about leprosy, that link there. But he is Ezra, bitzarot. He is help in trouble and anxiety and great and grave difficulties. Ezra, bitzarot, nimsa, one to be found, being present, nimsa, me'od, being found, nuff, or me'od, sometimes translated as much, but for I and I would say nuff, being present, being found, right, in trouble and anxiety and difficulty. Ezra, bitzarot, nimsa, me'od. Therefore, all came. Therefore, all came. All came. Therefore, we will not fear. Lo nira. Lo, not nira. 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 We will not fear. All came. Lo nira. Be hamir aret. We will not fear, though the aret, the earth, be hamir, like gives way. The earth just gives way. Al kain lo nira be hamir aret, and the mountains be moved. Ubemot, and in being moved, harim, the hars mountain, the harim, the mountains. Ubemot, harim beleib. In the heart, yamin, in the heart of the seas, in the heart of the yams. So what do we get right here? Elohim lanu. Now the translator usually says Elohim is our. The Hebrew sense is Elohim, the almighty power, lanu, lanu, for to or for us. Elohim lanu, the almighty power, to or for us. Machseh, machseh. What is a machseh? Machseh is a refuge, a shelter from the verb chasa, chasa. So he is a machseh, machseh, from chasa. And that's the verb brings our sense of seeking refuge, machseh. He is a refuge, a shelter. Wa and oz, wa oz. Modern Hebrew, they might say va'oz. Elohim lanu machseh va'oz. Elohim lanu machseh va'oz. Oz, what is oz? Strength. Oz is might. Oz is strength. Oz is might. This psalm right here is supposed to be for the reason, for the season. You know, the reason for the season. Just a couple of verses right here, here, here. Psalm 46, verses 1 and 2. Just a little more, little batalwa, small, but ma'od, ma'od, but nuff, nuff. Ezra, 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 help, the sense of helper, like one who aids, assists. Ezra, b'tzarot, Ezra, v'tzarot, Ezra, v'tzarot, tzarot, straits, like tightness, constriction, distress. You know, tsarar, you know, troubles, yes, but better bringing out for nowadays what we understand. And as we would say anxieties. He is Ezra de Tsarot. He is help. He is an aid in an anxieties. He is help in an anxieties, help and aid in anxieties. Ezra de Tsarot nimsa me'od. Nimsa me'od, nimsa, from the sense of matzah, matzah, which is like to find. And the sense here is nimsa, he is found, right? Nimsa in the nifal sense, like he is found, nimsa, from the root idea of to find, he find, matzah, right? Nimsa, he is found, me'od, very much, greatly. He is surely found. To be help in our anxieties. All came, all up on, like on this, all on, like upon, like up upon, all came, 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 came. Came has a sense of like so or thus or therefore, so like all came, like on this, right? On this, the therefore sense, all came, lo nira. Lo nira, lo, no, not, nira. Nira, it comes from the root sense of yare, yare. Yare is like to fear. So lo nira, we will not fear. Lo nira, we will not fear. Al kain, lo nira. Bihamir, hamir. Hamir from the root more, more. Meanwhile, resh, M-W-R, that root more. More with the prefix be, like when, has a sense of in, when, by way of more. More is change, shake. It's a hefil sense here, the hamir, be hamir. And that brings out the sense of to change, to shake, like when the earth shakes, like quakes. Right, gives way is another way of saying Bihamir gives way and giving way and shaking and quaking and giving way. Aretz, the Aretz, Bihamir Aretz, when the earth shakes, quakes, gives way. U v'mot, u and v'mot, u v'mot, u v'mot, when the bear against. Again, the be, like in this sense, in the verbal sense, when in, literally in, on, upon, but in the sense of Hebrew, when the be, bet, bat, essentia is added as a sense of when. U be mot. And when, mot, the verb, to totter, to slip. To totter, to slip. Right? So the sense here is like an infinitive constructive. U be mot. And slipping and tottering, harim. The mountains slipping, and then when the mountains be slipping and tottering, the mountains, sometimes they'll bring us hills, but this is more the mountains. Har, a single mountain. Harim, many mountains from the root sense of Harar. Remember that the man-child Lich Tafara at Teferi, born in Harar, just to show the Afro-Semitic connection right here, Harar, right? So plural, Harim, Ubimota Harim. And when the mountains totter, when the mountains are slipping, believe in the heart. Give thanks, Hilab and I, Aydrin, you know, Rasimo's reasoning and just about the heart, you know, just in reasoning, what is the heart in the Hebrew? We have both the literal and the figurative sense. This is a good example right here. Belev Yarim. Belev Yarim. Modern Hebrew enunciation, something like Belev, Belev Yarim. Belev Yarim. Belev Yarim. In the heart of the seas. Yamim. I think it's Yamim. Slick, I didn't say Yarim. Yamim. Indegna Ani Lechozir. Belev Yamin, Belev Yamin. So the lay, once again, we have the bait, the bat, the bet, essentia, essential be right here, which usually has a sense of in, on, by way of, connected with verbs. It can have the sense of when. Here we have the belev in, right, in lay, in the heart, right? Heart in the Hebrew sense from lebab, levav, lebab. Heart has a sense of the core, the midst, the center. So into the center. Because one might say, well, she don't have no heart. You know what I mean? Like they say, well, this is man's heart. This is a human being's heart. But in the Hebrew sense, remember we said the literal, literal heart, heart. Right? In the figurative sense, the core or the midst, the heart of the matter, into the heart. Like the center, in the, you know, in the center. Right? The core. Right? The lab yamin. Brought out in translation, in English, a good translation, into the midst of the seas, into the midst of, not the sea, as some translators translates it, but more better, into the heart, into the midst, into the core, even to say in a sense, in the center, in the core, the midst of the seas. So here, the great Pesah, the great Passover, Chag HaPesah, HaGadol B'Mitzrayim, right? That's to say that the feast of the Passover, Chag HaPesah, HaGadol, the big Passover, B'Mitzrayim, in Mitzrayim, in the Tawi, the two lands referred to as ancient Egypt, is all about the Netzach and the Yeshuah. Right, the victory and salvation of Ha-Elohim, of Elohei Yisrael, of Elohei Ha-Ibrim, of the Elohim of Israel, the Elohim of the Hebrews, over the powers of disillumination for the sake of our Yeshua, Yeshua, our deliverance. Let my people go. Indeed, the month Torah-wise, known as Abib, and in modern times, post-Babylonian captivity, Nisan, is called the Chodesh HaYeshua, HaYeshua, the month of the salvation, both in terms of remembering the physical deliverance from the political, you know, and even on a certain level, spiritual, religious powers of Mitzrayim, of ancient Egypt, but more profoundly in terms of our spiritual deliverance that's given at Har Zion, Mount Zion, also known as Moriah, through HaMoshiach, through the Messiah, Yeshua HaNotri. Chodesh HaYeshua, Chodesh HaYeshua can also be read as Chadash, Chadash, looking at the Hebrew letters. Unpointed? Okay, unpointed. Chadash HaYeshua, or the new or renewed Chadash salvation, Yeshua, suggesting the new covenant. So here's what's interesting to really understand when you start to research these things, that even from such a time, you know what I mean? Even linking with the first century time of the New Testament. That's why Yeshua you know, Robeinu, right? Adonainu, Yeshua HaNotri. That's why he called out, you know, many of the religious teachers of his time for their corruption and hypocrisy, right? Because remember the month, the moon, and this is the time that we have the crucifixion, right? According to HaTorah timing, they knew the moon, the month, as at Chodesh HaYeshuah, you know? And yet they sought to crucify Yeshuah HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth. Check. So we have the Chodesh HaYeshuah, reading the Hebrew letters, taking off the pointing. We can point it as and see it as Chadash HaYeshuah, the new, the renewed salvation, suggesting the Berit Chadasha, the new covenant power, the new covenant power, authorization, power that we are given, right, in HaMoshiach, in the Messiah, Yeshua. We wrestle, as it is written by Rabbi Shaul, the Apostle Paul, right? We wrestle not against flesh and blood. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, Chavarim, Talmudim, disciples, but against the hidden or occult, hidden powers of disillumination, darkness, that seek to enslave I and I, as the Paro, right, of the Yetziat, of the Exodus, did of old. You know, Ephesians chapter 6, right, verse 12. Just want to point to these scripts right here, because stay tuned for the Haftarah, the Berit Chadasha, coming forward. But as it's read right here, using the ESV as a point of reference, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, basar hadam. We don't wrestle against basar hadam, basar wa dam, and blood, but against the rulers, the archons, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present disillumination, darkness, against the spiritual forces of Ra'a, right, of Kufu, of evil, in the heavenly places. Now, you know, some will say high and low and kind of get that from a kind of a fleshy mind, but according to the teaching of the King of Kings, you know, he says, for my part, I glory in the Bible and there in the heavenly places, you know, because that in the low places we crush underfoot as we trod Yahweh, truth and life. Check. But thanks, Toda, right, be to Ha Elohim, who gives us the victory, the Netzach, right, that leads to that Yeshua, the salvation through Adonainu, our sovereign, our boss, our master, Yeshua HaMoshiach. And here we have this right here. Let's hear 1 Corinthians 1557, ESV again. But thanks be to Elohim, who gives us the victory through Adonainu Yeshua HaMoshiach, through our master, our boss, you know, our sovereign, Yeshua, the Messiah. So here, give ear, just before we ride up right here, like to share this, you know, for the time and the season, you know, that we are in. We'll pick up for a little bit more afterwards, but let's just share this here. We have, was it Corinthians? We have Corinthians there, but here, First Chronicles 29:11, where it reads, yours, Yahweh, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty to all in the heavens and in the earth. Yours is the kingdom, O Yahweh, and you are exalted as head, as Rosh, Ras, above all. Here we have 1 Chronicles 29:11 right here. Lika Yahweh, to the I, male, he who be who he be, to the I, Lika Yahweh, HaGedulah, HaGedulah, the Gedulah, the greatness. Yours, O Yahuwah, is the greatness. Lecha, Yahuwah, HaGedulah, is the greatness. With HaGevurah, and the power, HaGevurah, the Geburah, with HaGevurah, the strength, the might, mighty of the Gibor connection, right? Strength and might, the Geburah, Weha Geburah, Weha Tiferet, and the Tiferet, it's the Teferi, Tefara, the Tiferet from the Fa'ar, like Fa'ar, we say Farai, Fa'ar, which has the Hebrew sense of beauty and glory, Tiferet, and the beauty, the glory, the root verb sense to glorify. My, the beauty, the glory, and the glory. Weha Tiferet, Weha Netzach, and the Netzach. Weha Netzach, Ha Netzach, and the Netzach. Netzach, the victory, the overcoming, and the overcoming, and the victory. Weha Hod, Weha Hod, and the Hod. Hahod, what is the Hod? Hod is the majesty, prefix with a definite article, ha, ha, hod, weha, hod, and the Hod, the majesty. Ki call, ki, for that, because of, it's like a kind of a conjunction, ki, that, because of, call, all, the sense of all that. For that, because of all that, right there. Just breaking this one down right here, the first part. First, we say, you know, looking at it in part right here, first part again, Lecha Yahuwah, Ha Gedulah, Weha Gevurah, Weha Tifereta, Weha Netzacha, Weha Hod. Key call, yours to the eye, O Yahuwah, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory, the overcoming and the majesty for all, or because all, Bashamayim, in the Shamayim, Bashamayim, Ba, prefix here, right, Ba in the, Be in, Ba in the, Shamayim, the heavens, right, the heavenlies, the higher heights, literally, Sham, there is Mayim, literally, there is water, right, but Bashamayim, in the heavens, Uva'aretz, Uba'aretz, and in the Aretz, and in the earth, the earthly plane. It's interesting, the Aretz is linked to the Hebrew sense of roots. A root is like, mean like to run off, but aretz, uva aretz, bashamayim uva aretza lecha, lecha, le, for, to, ka, ka, second person, masculine, singular, to the I, male, lecha, Yahuwah, to the I, O he who be, who he be, the eternal, ha, mam lecha, and the mam lecha, to the I, O he who be, who he be, O Yahuwah, Jehovah, ha mamleka, is the mamleka. What is the mamleka? Is the kingdom. It's like to say, like the reign, the rule, the kingdom. You know, the kingdom. Ha mamleka. Leka, Yahuwah, ha mamleka. Yours, bringing up the translated sense of yours, O Yahuwah, is the kingdom, the mamleka. Where ha mita nase, where and ha mit nase, ha mita nase. Now mita nase is translated often as and you are exalted, right? And you are lifted up. Where ha mita nase, and ha mita nase, right? It breaking it down just briefly right here. We have the prefix, the conjunction, and ha, the mitanase. Mitanase come from nasa, nasa, right? But when we say mitanase, we're saying someone who is lifted up. So nasa means to lift up, nasa. Some have said that, oh, nasa means to deceive. No, nasha, nasha, sha, sha, nasha. Two different Hebrew words right there, nasha. Otherwise, if that is true, what is this saying? So the correct is that Nasa means to lift up, to carry, and Nasha means to deceive. But what we have here in Hamita Nase, not Mita Nashe, but Mita Nase, is one who is lifted up, one who is lifted up. The sense of Mita Nase as a noun is like an exalted person, right? To say, and you are the exalted one, right? Where Hamita Nase, Lekol of all or overall Lerosh, right, of the head, as head brought out in translation as head or the chief, the Rosh, corresponding to the Amharic Ras, right, the head Ras, as in Ras, Lekol Lerosh, as head overall. Once again, right here, before we ride up, right here, we have Leka Yahuwah, Ha Gedula, We Ha Gebura, We Ha Tiferet, We Ha Neitzach, We Ha Hod, Ki Kol Bashemayim, Uba Aret, Leka Yahuwah, Ha Mam Leka, We Ha Mitanase, Le call Rosh. English, yours, O Yahuwah, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory, the overcoming and the majesty. To all in the heavens and in the earth, yours is the kingdom, O Yahuwah. And you are exalted as a Rosh, as Ras, as Rosh above all. Hear. Yes, sir. Rastafari.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadash Aliyot.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Bachar B'Nebiim Tobim Veratzah B'Debrehim Hane'amarim Ba'emet. Baruch atah Adonai Habocher B'Torah ובמשה עבדו, ובישראל עמו, ובנביאי האמת והצדק. Blessed art thou, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Second Kings, chapter 4, verse 42, to Second Kings, chapter 5, verse 19. And there came a man from Baal Shalisha, and brought the man of Elohim bread of the first fruits, 20 loaves of barley, and 4 ears of corn in the husk thereof. And he said, give to the people that they may eat. And the servitor said, what, should I set this before 100 men? He said again, give the people that they may eat. For thus saith Yahweh Buruku, they shall eat, and shall leave thereof. So he set it before them, and they did eat, and left thereof, according to the word of Yahweh Buruku. Chapter 5, verse 1. Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master, and honorable, because by him Yahweh had given deliverance to Syria. He also was a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Yisrael a little maid, And she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said to her mistress, "Would Elohim, my master, were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy." And one went in and told his master, saying, "Thus and thus said the maid that is of the land of Israel." And the king of Syria said, "Go to, go, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel." And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver, and 6,000 pieces of gold, and 10 changes of raiment. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, "Now when this letter is come to thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman, my servant, to thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy." And it came to pass, when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he rent his clothes and said, "Am I Elohim to kill and to make alive, that this man doeth sin to me to recover a man of his leprosy? Wherefore consider, I pray you, and see how he seeketh a quarrel against me." And it was so, Elisha, the man of Elohim, who had heard that the king of Israel, the Nabus of Israel, had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, "Wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come down to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot, and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, "Go, and wash in the Jordan River 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean." But Naaman was wroth, and went away, and said, "Behold, I thought he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of Yahweh as Elohim Buruku, and strike his hands over the place and recover the leper. Are not Abana and Gerber, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May not I wash in them and be clean?" So he turned and went away in rage. And his servant came near and spake to him and said, "My father, if the prophet had bid thee do some great thing, wouldst thou not have done it? How much rather than when he saith to thee, wash and be clean?" Then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan River, according to the saying of the man of Elohim. And his flesh came again like to the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. And he returned to the man of Elohim, he and all his company, and came and stood before him. And he said, "Behold, now I know that there is no Elohim in all earth but in Israel. Now therefore, I pray thee, take a blessing of thy servant." But he said, "As Yahweh Buruku liveth, before whom I stand, I will receive none." And he urged him to take it, but he refused. And Naaman said, "Shall there not then, I pray thee, be given to thy servant 2 mules burden of earth? For thy servant will henceforth offer neither burnt offering nor sacrifice to other Elohim, but to Yahweh." And this thing Yahweh pardoned my servant, that when my master goeth into the house of Rimmon to worship there, and he leaneth on my hand, and I bow down myself in the house of Rimmon, when I bow down myself in the house of Rimmon, Yahweh pardoned thy servant for this thing. And he said to him, "Go in peace." So he departed from him a little way. Amen.
Yeshua, Shalom, Shalom.
Yes, yes, yes. Torah, Torah, Rabbah, Baruch Hashem, right there. Sahar Achad, the reading right there, there, there. Now we have the Malachi reading, Haftarah here connected with the Shabbat HaGadol, the Shabbat HaGadol. Now, if we look at the charts, you know, for ones that might be unfamiliar, they might see from the perspective, the Yehudi, the Hebrew perspective, the Judaic perspective, say Malachi chapter 3, verses 4 to 24. Now, if you look in the KJV Bible, you go to Malachi chapter 3, verse 4, you begin off there and you go to the end of the chapter, and we have verse 18, right? Verse 18 right there. But Hebraically, we have here the 12 prophets, what's known as the 12 prophets, which includes Malachi in the Hebrew to English. And as we go forward past verse 18, verse 19 is chapter 4, right, in the KJV version of the Bible. So sometimes the numberings are different. We pointed out with the Psalms, sometimes minor differences, but sometimes elsewhere, like here, a little more of a major difference. So what we like to do is just to queue up right here to bring forward the Hebrew, you know, like intro and a couple of highlights here. It's a very, very important reading here for the Shabbat HaGadol. So right here, Shabbat HaGadol, reading coming forward.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit HaChadash Aliyot.
Mishem Ha'ab Ha'Bein Merachat Ados Yahuwah. Achad, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, He who be Yahweh Achad. So right here for Malachi chapter 3, verse 4. Now some look at this here, the parenthesis here, Scofield study, the English says, mission of John the Baptist and the coming of Ha'adon, of the Lord, the sovereign, the boss, foretold right here. But we pick up here for the Shabbat HaGadol with chapter 3. Verse 4, and we're going to read through chapter 3, KJV and other Bibles that end at verse 18, and we're going to keep on reading to the fullness of chapter 4, because Hebraically, it's Malachi chapter 4, chapter 3, verse 4 to verse 24. Now, once again, the KJV does not have that there, and that's because of the numbering difference, but Hebraically here, right up once again, B'Shem Ha'av V'Habein Ruachak Ados Yahuwah Achad. Here, verse 4, Malachi chapter 3. KJV, then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant to Yahuwah, as in the days of old, as in former years. As in the days of old, as in former years. Here, the Hebrew, and getting into the read right here. Then shall the offering of Yehuda, with arba, la Yahuwah mincha Yehuda wi Yerushalayim ki mei olam uka shanim kadmoniyot. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant to Yahuwah. The Hebrew order is like in pleasant. We arba la Yahuwah. And pleasant to he who be the minchat, the mincha, the mincha, the meal offering, right? The minchata Yehuda, we Yerushalayim and Jerusalem, we Yerushalayim, kimei olam, as days of olam. Now here we have the word for world, olam. But the Hebraic sense is not as the days of the world, but as the days of old. As the days of old. Kimei olam ukshanim, and like the shanim, and like the years, ukshanim. Kadmoniyot. And the ancient, or the years of the Kedem, here the construction, kadmoniyot. And as the ancient years. Here, the days of old, the kimei olam, the days of the olam. So here the word elsewhere, sometimes brought out as world, refers to the old. And then we have the kedem and the kadmoniyot, the shanim, the years of the kadmoniyot, of the kedem, the ancient years. This is referring to what one might call the golden past, an indefinite formula of time. So usually we have the word olam, and in some cases it's translated as forever, you know, forever or eternal. But the Hebrew sense of it is an indefinite formula of time. That's an indefinite as time indefinite, referring in general to the days of the first Heikal. the first temple, the first temple days, just to put this into a little better context here. Let's move forward here. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant to Yahuwah. Be pleasant, being pleasant to Yahuwah, the offerings of Yehuda and Yerushalayim. We arba la Yehovah minchata Yehuda, we Yerushalayim kime olam, ukeshanim kadmoni yot. And I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers and against adulterers and against false swearers and against them that downpress the hireling in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right. And fear not me, fear not I, Amar Yahuwah Tzebaot, saith he who he be of armies of Tzebaot. For I, Kiani Yahuwah Lo Shaniti, for I, he who he be, change not. And ye and y'all sons of Yaakov, sons of Jacob, are not consumed. Here, marginal notes, resume. The people have robbed this section from verse 7. The people have robbed Elohim, Hailahim. From the days of your fathers, your patriarchs, your ancestors, y'all have turned aside from mine ordinances and have not kept them. Return to me, return to I, and I will return to you. Amar Yahuwah Tzebaot, saith Yahuwah of armies, of hosts. But y'all say, wherein shall we return? Wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet y'all rob me. But y'all say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and heave offerings. Y'all are cursed with the curse, yet y'all rob me, even this whole nation. Bring y'all the whole tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try I now herewith. Amar Yahuwah Tzebaot, saith Yahuwah of armies, of hosts. If I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a baraka, a blessing, that there shall be more than sufficiency. And I will rebuke the devourer for your good, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your land, neither shall your vine cast its fruit before the time in the field. Amar Yahuwah Tzebaot, saith Yahuwah Tzebaot, and all nations shall call you happy, for y'all shall be a delightsome land. Amar Yahuwah Tzebaot, saith Jehovah of hosts. Your words have been all too strong against me. Amar Yahuwah, saith Jehovah. Yet y'all say, wherein have we spoken against thee, against the eye? Y'all have said, it is vain to serve Elohim. And what profit is it that we have kept his charge and that we have walked mournfully because of Yahuwah's Tzebaot? And now we call the proud happy. Yea, they that work wickedness, ratchetness are built up. Yea, they try Elohim and are delivered. Here, this section right here, the faithful remnant from verse 16, the faithful remnant. Then they that feared, that reverence Yahuwah, spoke one with another. And Yahuwah hearkened and heard, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared, that reverence, that respected Yahuwah, and that thought on Shemo, and that thought on his name. And they shall be mine, saith Yahuwah Tzabaot, in the day that I do make, in the day that I do make even mine own treasure. And I will spear them as a man speareth his own son that serveth him. Verse 18, then shall y'all again discern between the righteous and the wicked and the ratchet, between him that serveth Elohim and him that serveth him not. So for ones, the KJV Bible's chapter 4, they have a chapter 4 beginning right there in the KJV Bible of Malachi, the day of Ha'adon, day of Yahuwah, the day of the Lord, you know, and this is actually that first verse corresponds to verse 19. Remember the reading here from verse 4 to verse 24, Malachi in the Hebrew has three chapters, not four. But here, at this verse right here, for behold, the day cometh, it burneth as a furnace. And all the proud and all that work ratchetness, wickedness, shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall set them ablaze. Amar Yahuwah Tzabaot, saith Jehovah of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. And here in the Scofield Study Bible, at verse 2 of chapter 4, has a marginal note. I have a note here. The second coming of Moshiach, or the second coming of Christ, the second coming of Moshiach. Right here, here, here. Here, picking up from verse 20 here in the Hebrew. But to you that fear, that reverence my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in its wings. We have to say something on this verse right here, 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 with healing. In the KJV, it says in his wings. The Hebrew, the Royal Amharic says with healing in her wings. With healing in her wings. We zarcha lachem. And like rising, right? And like rising for you all, right? Here, here, here. And rising for, like the sun, like the light of the sun. Zarcha, like, you know, when the light. Zarcha lachem. Yireh Shemo, those who reverence his Yireh Shemi, those that reverence Shemi, my name, Yireh Shemi, those who reverence my name, Shemesh, son, Tzedakah, the son of righteousness, the son of charity. The word tzedakah also refers to charity in the sense of righteous giving. Shemesh tzedakah u marpei, and healing, right, be kenafeha, and healing in kenafeha. So in the Hebrew to English, they have with healing in its wings. And we talked about that before, where sometimes it was like referring to her or the feminine, you know, within the scripture, and they would just put its in this in kind of indefinite, you know, gender. But here it says, Umarpe bi kenafeha, and healing in her wings, in kenafeha. Umarpe bi kenafeha. And y'all shall go forth and gamble. Gamble, you know, it's like the animal gambling. Y'all shall go forth and kind of grow up, like how little animals, you know, prance about, you know, playfully. Grow up as calves of the stall. And y'all shall tread down the wicked, the ratchet, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet. in the day that I do make. Amar Yahuwah Tzibaot, saith Jehovah of hosts. Remember, y'all, the law of Moshe. Zikru Torata Moshe Abdi. Remember, y'all, the law of Moses Abdi, my servant that I commanded to him in Horeb, solitude for all Yisrael, even statutes and ordinances. Behold, I will send you Elijah. Behold, I will send to you all, y'all, Elijah, eight, Eliyah HaNabi, the prophet, before the coming of the great and terrible day of Yahuwah, before the coming of Lifnei Bo Yom Yahuwah. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, fathers to the sons, fathers to the children, the heart of the children, the sons to their fathers, lest I come and smite the land with utter destruction. Now, here, Hebraically, there's this versicle right here, just to close right here. There's this versicle right here, as it is contrary to the ancient Yehudim custom to conclude a book of scripture with words of doom. Verse 23 is repeated before we close. Verse 23 is repeated, and this is similar repetitions are found at the end of Isaiah, Isaiah, Lamentation, Echa, and Kohelet, and Ecclesiastes. So once again, behold, I will send you Eliyah HaNabiyah, Elijah the prophet, before the coming of the great and terrible day of Yahuwah. Hine anoki sholeach lakem. Behold, I will send to you all. Hine anoki sholeach lakem. Eita Eliyah HaNabiyah lifnei bo yom Yahuwah ha-gadol ve-ha-nora. Kabur l'k'alu, kabur l'dimsu, kabur l'haylu, kabur l'abino, l'makeno. Hallelujah. Hallelujah right here. Yes, I'm going to ride up right here. That for the Shabbat. Ha-gadol. Hallelujah. Baruch Hashem. Ha-kadosh. Baruch Hashem.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadash. Aliyot.
So right here, we have the first thing first is the Baraka, the blessing before the reading, Barit Chadasha, new covenant reading right here.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Natan Lanu, Moshiach Yeshua, Wehabarut, Shel Habarit Ha Chadasha. Baruch Ata Adonai, Notain Habarit Ha Chadasha. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
The Brit Chadasha, Chadis Kidan, Renewed Covenant Reading for RSS number 28, Metora, Leper, Bementatu Ken, the day of his purification. From Matthew chapter 8, verse 1 through 17, we begin, B'shem Ha'ab, Ve'habain, Ve'ruach HaKadosh, Yahuwah Ahad, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the one. Matthew chapter 8. Yeshua, Jesus, heals a leper. Verse 1, Aleph. Verse 2, Beit. Verse 3, Gimel. Verse 4, Dalet. Verse 5, He. Verse 6, Wow. Verse 7, Zain. Vayered min hahar, vayelek acharayo, hamon amrab. Vehine ish metzora, ba vayishtahu lev. Vayomar adoni im tirtze tukal letahareni. Vayishlach yeshua et yado, vayagabo, vayomer chapetz anoki tahar. Uberka nirfa tarato, Vayomer alayo Yeshua, re al tisaper leish velek herai el hakohen, vehikarapta et hakarban asher tiua Moshe leedut lahem, Vayehi kibahu el kapar nahum. Vayagash alayo sarmea echad, vayitachanen lo lemor adoni hine naari napal limishkab bebeiti wehu neke abarim umoune ad meod vayomer yeshua elayo abo urrefatio. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Adonai, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Yeshua put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Yeshua saith to him, See, thou tellest no man, but go thy way, shew thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony to them. Yeshua heals the centurion's servant. And when Yeshua was entered into Capernaum, there came to him a centurion beseeching him, saying, Adonai, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Yeshua saith to him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Adonai, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, Go, and he goeth. And to another, Come, and he cometh. And to my servant, Do this, and he doeth it. When Yeshua heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, Verily, I say to you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say to you, that many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into the outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Yeshua said to the centurion, Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done to thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Yeshua heals Peter's wife's mother. And when Yeshua was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever, and he touched her hand. The fever left her, and she arose and ministered to them. When the even was come, they brought to him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled that was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Now, when Yeshua saw great multitudes about him, he gave commandment to depart to the other side. Kabur Lakalu, Kabur Ladimtu, Kabur Lakhailu, Kabur Lakedamawi, Haile Selassie, by Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, Xiavi, Yemesken. Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus.
Yes, 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 Yeshua. Yes, amen, amen. Interesting, interesting. Just meditating on the whole Mitzorah and the Brit Chadash reading. Give thanks, Ras Ayasentafar right there, and Ras Ahad, and all of the brothers, brethren, and sisters, and disciples, fellowshipping with I and I to make this possible. It's very interesting, just the whole Mitzorah, you know, and before Pesach, this reading always supersedes it, you know, within the order of the sabbatical readings that we can trace back to the time of Ezra. Ezra, also known as Esdras, Ezra and Nehemiah. You know, interesting that all these connections, the months being the Chodesh HaYeshua and the healing of the lepers, you know, there's all these overlapping signs. This might be one reason that, you know, there are many, you know, even Yehudi, even Jews and others who are beginning to see the light of Yeshua, you know, still there is that kind of blindness to his humanity. You know, we talk about our black Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach, but Putin has done some things to kind of reveal what that ancient witness and testimony, you know, to his humanity really be. But here, I'd like to go into a little bit more of the Mitzvah, some of the basics and how it connects with HaMashiach, Yeshua, looking at the time that we have right here. Let's just share today's daily psalm, come up for this first day, here in the first day podcast, Rastafari first day, aka the Sunday's podcast. Right here we have Psalm 56, and we're in the Medi on Mitzorah and the Pesach, the Passover, you know, from the shadow of the old to the revelation of the Brit Chadasha. So here today's psalm daily psalm.
מזמור נון וב, למנצח על יונת אלם רחוקים לדוד מכתם, באחוז אותו פלישתים בגד, 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 בגד.
Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresseth me. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O thou most high. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Every day they wrest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps when they wait for my soul. Shall they escape by iniquity? In thine anger, cast down the people, O God. Thou tellest my wanderings. Put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? When I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Thy vows are upon me, O God. I will render praises unto thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living, 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 of the living.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, first day, hallelujah. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Israelites of Ethiopia show something very, very interesting with some of the observances from the ancient teachings that have some sometimes fall in on the wayside, but I and I, you know, that generation, oncoming generation, has picked up on those gems of truth. And the hallelujah in connection with the first day is very, very interesting. Psalms-wise, you know, the same psalms that in modern Judaism that are like the daily psalms are the same psalms according to ancient, what we call the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, psalms, the daily psalms. There's other correspondences, but we're going to zoom in on here is Mitzorah, a kind of a synopsis, a kind of an overview for Shabbat Mitzorah. And Mitzorah often refers to as the leper, or Ha Mitzorah, with a definite article, Ha Mitzorah. The skin disease, as we pointed out, when we start to look at the details, pay attention to the details, you know, and the witness of it, what's called leprosy, or Hansen's disease, is not quite, the symptoms are not quite the same, though there's some similarity, but in the translation, we have to update that to one who is skin diseased, but commonly called, for the purposes of our studies, the leper, Mitzorah leper, Ha Mitzorah the leper, Shabbat Ha Mitzorah. Picking up with chapters of Leviticus, chapter 14, verse 1 to chapter 15, verse 33. Now, in usual years, this, as well as the preceding Tazariah, is connected. So let's get right into the synopsis, the overview. Now, let's recall from the last Shavua, the previous week's Torah reading and feeding, the sabbatical manna called the Torah portion, that the in key Tazariah said that if someone was diagnosed by a Kohen, you know, by a priest, and remember the anointing connection of the priest, the high priest is Moshiach, and his sons are Moshiach, just for the shadow and type and fulfillment of a new covenant with Moshiach, Yeshua HaNotri, that if someone was diagnosed with Sara'at, they were forced to leave the community and live in a state of exile, or after 2020 and the COVID, don't want to say that too much, right? And the COVID-19, all right? I know the AI is whatever, but yeah, it's greater. You know, but they had the whole quarantine, remember the quarantine thing. So we got a real experience in these days, last days, and these days of that. So we can kind of understand, or should be able to understand, the realism is, you know, of this. The afflicted person was called a Mitzorah. So they were afflicted with Sara'at. Remember in the Psalm 46, you know what I mean? Like, you know, Ezra, he's help, bids, Sarot, and that's translated as trouble, or more correctly in like tightness, constriction. A better word in English would be in anxieties. You know, Ezra bid Sarot, from the root of Sarar, and we have the Sar as we have in Sara'at. Now, the afflicted person, with this kind of affliction, no doubt there will be anxiety in that condition. The afflicted person, called a Mitzorah, had to tear his or her, but in this case, his clothes, like a mourner, put a shroud over his face that would descend to roughly his upper lip, and would have to remain alone, would have to be, as they would call it today, be quarantined. If anyone came near, the person was required to cry out, unclean, tame, unclean, stay away. Do not become impure because of me. Now, while so isolated, now the purpose of this, now people say, oh, wow, that's cruel. So, no, let's understand it holistically in a holy way. While so isolated, the person would have opportunity to perform teshuvah, which from shuv in the Hebrew means to turn, is often translated and brought out in English as repentance. But the sense, the Hebrew sense of to turn, like to turn from the wrong way. You've been going the wrong way, and now this is the result of it. Now do that 180, so to speak, teshuvah, repentance. So one would have an opportunity while being so quarantined or isolated to perform teshuvah and to re-examine their relationship with Yahweh Eloheinu, with He who be, I and I Elohim, with God. with the Almighty. If the one suffering from Sara'at, right, skin disease, eventually was healed, he would first call for a Kohen, for a priest. And when we say priest, it's not just any Levite, but it had to be one who was Moshiach, one who was Mashacha, anointed, right? Had to call for the priest, the Kohen, right, in order for them to be re-examined, right? If HaKohen saw no sign of the tuma, the uncleanness, a second examination was scheduled for a Shavuah, a week or 7 days, specifically 7 days later. And if it was evident that the person was now free from the disease, from the Sara'at, the process of Tahora, which is purification, would begin. Now, as we mentioned before, but just here for the Talmudim, the fellow disciples, the purification process is symbolized rebirth through sacrifice, somewhat similar to what we have elsewhere with the Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonement, and the Para Adum with the red heifer rituals and rites. HaKohen, the priest, ordered that one of two birds should be slaughtered over the earthen vessel filled with fresh spring water. Now, interesting, you know, Mayim Chayim, we say in the Hebrew, it's like living water, the sense of the flowing water, right? With its blood mixing with the water. Now, the living bird, along with a piece of cedar and a hyssop branch, were then tied together using the scarlet thread, and the entire bundle was dipped into the earthen vessel. The blood and water mixture was then sprinkled seven times on the healed mitzora, the healed skin disease or leper, and the other bird, right, was then set free. So interesting right there, because we get more into this. We have the crucifixion and the resurrection within this typology. That's why Rabbi Shaul, a.k.a. Paul, and the other apostles spoke about how the old covenant rites and rituals, sacrifices for sin, were like shadows, and how Moshiach brings forward that full type in a new and a living way. But first things first is the pattern. See that you do all things according to the pattern was what Yahuwah told to Moshe. Now, after this, so we have the two birds, the Yonah. Notice that a bird or the turtle dove or the pigeon in particular is called the Yonah. Like the name Jonah is a pigeon, like a dove. Basically, it's like a dove, you know, Yonah. So even there is even significance at another level of when you say the sign of Jonah, right? Because for the Hebrew, the Yehudi, when you say sign of Jonah, we know that he's pointing to Jonah within the scripture, but also at another level, as his level, of course, as Robeinu, and they were rabbis, but even the people were understanding that it's Jonah and it's Jonah. It's the prophet whose name means dove, and here we have the turtle doves and the pigeon. So we have another sign right there, the crucifixion, the dead bird, and then the free bird, the resurrection. So after this, HaMitzora, the leper, washed his clothes, shaved off all his hair, and was immersed in a mikweh. Mikweh, right, is a more Afro-Shemitic pronunciation, but other Yehudim might say mikveh, right? Ritual pool for cleansing, a ritual pool, because the mikveh in the Hebrew, the sense of pooling, right? Ritual pool for cleansing. Now, a further Shavuah, further 7 days, Shavuah calls in English the week, but we keep it strong, a further strong, further 7 days, Shavuah of separation, follow. Now, this is somewhat similar to Nida. Nida is the blood, you know, of a woman in that time. It's called the Nida, right? But on the eighth day, the person would then offer sacrifices or korbanos, like offerings. Now, the blood from the asham offering which is known as the guilt offering, or I think in KJV it's called the trespass offering. The blood from the Hashem was applied to his earlobe, thumb, and foot, similar to the blood applied to HaKohanim, to the priests during their consecration, their filling, and their ordination. Oil from a mincha, the mincha meal offering, was sprinkled seven times in the direction of the Mishkan, of the tabernacle. In this way, HaKohen, it was in this way, according to HaTorah, that the priest made atonement for him, and he was purified. His life of uncleanness at this point would be over, and he would be like a soul, a nefesh, right? Nefesh brought back from the dead to the newness of life. So in this, we can see clearly this foreshadowing of HaMashiach, Yeshua, right, in more than one way, and all together. And what we see, the parts, the two birds, the Yonah, one dead, one living, crucifixion, resurrection, right? But then also with Yeshua, his work, right, to cleanse and to heal the lepers. You know, it's interesting in one scene where he says, well, go show yourself to the priest according to what is written in HaTorah. Check. So the portion here, it concludes with the Torot. Torot, the plural sense of instructions, directions, sometimes called laws, the instructions regarding Tzara'at detected in the house. See, this is what makes it different than so-called Hansen's, or what's commonly called leprosy, because one is in a person, skin disease, and now we have this Tzara'at in the house. So what one they call mold, mildew in a house, and it's purification or demolition. Just like now, even today, you call in an expert, they look at it, you know, and they tell you, well, okay, you could do this and this and this, scrape off this, get this out. Or they might tell you, if you really want this proper, we have to just demolish it, just take the whole thing away. So we have the purification or the demolition, right, as determined by HaKohanim, by the priest. And there were instructions, what one may call laws, but instructions, Torot, regarding bodily discharges, right, or the zuvim, emissions, discharges, right? And what's key here is because of, you know, when we speak about the woman in her time, right, and one's my focus there, but then it applies to the man as well in his time, in this area where the Torah regards the zuvim, the bodily discharges, which require purification through immersion, right? Purification through immersion in a mikveh, mikvah, right? Mikveh, mikveh, right? In a mikveh, almost like baptism. So we even see the likeness of baptism in that process of cleansing. And the offering of korbanot, right? Of sacrifices, of offerings, presentation, presentments for atonement. And then we get this word where it says, thus, like this, you shall keep the people, Amo Yisrael, separate from their uncleanness. So the role of the priest was to keep the people, Amo Yisrael, separate from their uncleanness, lest they die in their uncleanness by defiling my tabernacle that is in their midst. Very, very interesting. It's a very interesting idea there. Now, people have uncleanness and so forth and so on. But for Israel, if Israel in its Amo Yisrael, in its uncleanness, in their uncleanness, should try to trod the holy place, you know, then what would happen? You know what I mean? That they would defile the holy place and die because of that. So it's like to say they would not be able to have any relationship. For the relationship, and we're looking at the Brit HaYishana, the Old Testament relationship. We're in the Brit Chadasha. But in order to better understand and walk out the Brit Chadasha and understand it as Rabbeinu Yeshua was revealing it to us, we have to see what he was talking about when he says, as is written, as is written. You know, and when he said to the Samaritan woman. He said that y'all, you know, the Northerners called Samaritans, you know, y'all worship that which you know not. We know what we worship for salvation is of High Yehudim, because there was a regard and a recognition of the revealed pattern, right, within those writings and that which, you know, many of the hypocritical priests and pastors of the day, you know, was distorting and keeping for themselves and not doing. As it says, whatever they bid you to observe, observe, but don't do after their works. So they would talk about these sort of things, but they're not really keeping it, nor is that righteousness fruit in their life. So Yeshua called them out on that. But it's interesting to look at the pattern, pattern recognition, pattern recognition. So the basic questions here, just have 13 basic questions right here. Previous to this, we have the synopsis, the overview. So if one's been studying and paying attention, you know, no doubt ones and ones, you know, will recognize these answers to these questions here. Basic questions for Shabbat Mitzorah, Shabbat HaMitzorah, Sabbath of the Leper, the Skin Disease. Question number one. What is Sara'at? What is Sara'at? Sara'at is best defined as a spiritual condition that rendered people or things impure and unclean. This is the main difference between what's called leprosy, right, and Sara'at. This is a spiritual condition that rendered people, right, and or things impure and unclean. A person so afflicted was referred to and called in the Hebrew a mitzorah. Mitzorah. Question number two. What were two sure signs of sara'at in a person? Two sure signs of sara'at. One is if the nega. I get into the nega is what the plague is called, the nega. From the Hebrew naga. Naga, like to be touched, to touch. We have the nega, which is the plague. If the nega appeared deeper than the skin of the flesh, and if there were white hairs in the plague, and also mentioned some yellow hairs, blonde hairs. Leviticus chapter 13, verse 3. Here, question number three. Who was able, or we could say even authorized, but also a sense of ability to diagnose, have that gnosis in order to diagnose sara'at? Only a Kohen, only a priest of Yisrael, an anointed priest. When we say priest and anointed, according to HaTorah, these are connected. Only a priest could diagnose and decide whether the condition was present. Question number four. According to the Rebbani, the scholars of Torah, sometimes referred as the rabbis or Rebbani, the Sara'at was caused primarily by evil speech, or what is referred to as the Lashon Hara. Lashon, tongue, ha, the, ra, 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 evil. Lashon Hara, or Lashon Hara, sounding like horrible tongue, right? Evil speech. And why do they and did they, even before the time of the birth of Robeinu Yeshua, of Yeshua, why did they and do they come to this conclusion? Well, from HaTorah, from what is written. Because Miriam, the achot of Moshe, were Aharon and Aaron, Miriam was afflicted with Zara'at. With what? With Zara'at, with this affliction. After she spoke evil, Ra'a, right, the Lashon Hara, about Moshe and about his Kushawit Isha and his Ethiopian wife, right? Numbers chapter 12, Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 12, verses 1 to 10. Question number 5. What happened to a person that was diagnosed by a Kohen with Zara'at? Well, he was forced to live in a state of exile, to be quarantined, state of exile, to tear his clothes like a mourner, and to shroud his face, descending to his upper lip, and to remain alone. If anyone came near, he was required to cry out, unclean, please stay away. Question number 6. What is a person seeking purification from Zara'at called? What is a person who's seeking to be purified from this condition, Hebraically known as Zara'at, called leprosy and skin disease? What is that person seeking that purification call? In the Hebrew, the mitahir from the tahar, right, is the one cleansing himself. In the Hebrew construction, the mitahir is one cleansing himself. And this comes from the mitahir, one cleansing himself. Mitahir comes from the Hebrew tahir, to be clean. Tahir, right? To be clean. Question number 7. What must a person healed of this affliction bring to HaKohen, the priest, for purification to even begin? What were they to bring? What must a person healed of Zara'at bring to HaKohen for purification to begin? Namely, answer, two clean birds, a piece of cedar wood, a scrap of crimson fabric, and two twigs, these ezov, like two twigs of hyssop, right? Two twigs of ezov, of hyssop. According to Judaic tribe and tradition, the birds were selected for sacrifice. Why? Why was the birds, according to the ancient reasonings that have been passed forward in tradition, why were the birds selected? Because they chirp all day. These kind of birds are like chatty, almost like to say gossiping. See, even another connection with speech. Like the one who engages in gossip is like the two birds are selected for sacrifice because they chirp all day, like one who engages in gossip. Question number 8. What was done with the two birds during the purification rite and ritual in HaTorah? One was slaughtered over Mayim Chayim, living running water, spring water, that was caught in a vessel. And the other was tied to the hyssop bundle and dipped into the vessel and then released. Question number 9. What does the mitahir cleanse, one who is cleansing himself, the mitahir, do after the bird is sent away? He then shaves off all his hair, and it said even including eyebrows, all his hair, washes his clothes, and immerses himself in a mikweh, like a kind of a baptism, a Judaic baptism font, like a pool, a deep pool, right? with fresh water. Of course, he then must wait seven more, another Shavua days in separation before being, you know, before presenting like the guilt offering, the asham, the blood of that which is applied to the right ear, thumb, and big toe, all on the right hand side. What, question number 10, what must be done if someone suspects Sara'at, has a suspicion of Sara'at, might be in his house, in Beito, what must one do if they suspect Sara'at being in their house? Well, everything in the house must be removed, right? Everything in the house must be removed. And HaKohanim, the priest, called to perform an inspection, to perform a thorough inspection. Question number 11. If a Kohen, a priest, detects a spot in the house, what is the procedure? What is the process? What is the procedure if he detects a spot? Well, HaKohen, the priest, closes the house for a Shavua, for 7 days, a strong, a week, to see if the spot spreads. If it does, the spot may be broken out and the section rebuilt. If the spot now returns, the house, the bayit, the house must be demolished. Now, if the spot disappears, a purification procedure, and this is interesting because similar to that of HaMitzora, to the leper, the skin disease, the afflicted, is performed on behalf of HaBayit, the house. This here, let's take note right here, because of HaTorah and reading the Torah in the context. This applies only to the land of Yisrael, to the land of Israel, to land given to Israel. This only applies to the land. And the context is there in HaTorah. What some people get sometimes confused is that some things are written, you know, are like say the moral laws in the 10 words, 10 commandments, is like universal, you know, given to Israel. Others were conditional, you know, on the conditions of being in the land, the conditions of the temple standing, and so forth and so on. But here, if you get to that question right there, applying only to the land of the Eretz Yisrael, question number 12, how long is the normal process of nida? How long is the normal process of nida? Now, nida concerns, you know, the menstruation, the purification after menstruation, according to HaTorah, you know, for the woman, the cleansing process. So how long is the normal period of nida for woman? Right? 7 days. So we have the 7 days. That's why even within the text it says it likens it to that, and it's in the same section here. A menstruant woman is nida. In other words, a bleeding woman is nida. So we have the term nida. A bleeding or menstruant woman is nida. A woman who has a discharge of blood, then her regular period is a zava. Both the nida and the zava are purified through immersion in a mikweh, right? And here's an example of that sense of baptism, like in a baptism in a pool, right? Like a type of baptism pool. A man who has a discharge is called a zav, or a zav, right? It's called a zav. And he too, likewise, must undergo immersion, the sense of this is like baptism in a mikveh, after a period of uncleanness. Question 13, right here. What is a mikveh? We pronounce it based on the Afro-Shemitic pointing. Other dialects of Hebrew, they might say mikveh, right? Mikveh, right? Mikweh is a collection of water, right? A collection. Literally means a collection in the Hebrew, right? A pool. We can see that in the Hebrew in sense of a pool, right? But it's a collection. But what's the context? A collection of water, Mikweh, like Mikweh, right? A pool used for ritual cleansing comprised of two adjoining pools, right? Accumulated rainwater is kept in one pool and an adjacent immersion pool is drained and regularly and refilled regularly, right? Some say in nowadays time with tap water, but other times, you know, with spring water, right? Or living water, or what we could say is a running water, but tap water may be used, you know, use a purifier. In this way, the pool always contains living water. See, the living water sense of Mayim Chayim, Chayim living, Mayim waters living. The sense of that is like a Hebrew idiom for flowing water, different than like water that you get from like a pond that doesn't move. You know what I mean? Like a swampy pond, most flowing water, running water. So that's an interesting sense in the Hebrew idiomatically. Mayim Chayim is living water. So what is living water? Well, they understood living water as flowing, moving water, right? So the pool always would contain living water. Modern-day Mikweh pools are equipped with water purification systems. So in modern times, we may and others do, you know, have Mikweh pools that are equipped with water purification systems. Immersion in the Mikweh represents regaining purity ever since the creation of man, right? The Midrash, one of the ancient studies, Midrash, it says that after being banished from Eden, right, or Eden, the delights, you know, the Gan Eden, the Garden of Delights, Adam is said to have sat in a river that flowed from the orchard Eden, that flowed from the Eden, the orchard, into Shuba in repentance. Now, here, interesting note, you know, additional note right here is the Gedla Adam, right? The Gedla Adam, some would say from the English way, is look, the Gedla Adam, the contendings of Adam and Eve against HaSatan, against Satan, also known as the Ethiopic, the Book of Adam and Eve. It contains a section that corresponds to this ancient Midrash that says that after being banished from the Gan Eden, the Garden of Delights, or the Garden of Eden, that Adam sat in a river that flowed from the Eden in Teshuvah, you know, it's in repentance, and him seeking to do repentance. And this is in the book of the Gedla Adam, the Ethiopic Book of Adam and Eve. In the Lost Books of the Bible, Forgotten Books of Eden, they have part one of it. And they tell you in their footnotes that that came from the Ethiopic preserve that, the Israelites of Ethiopia, the Ethiopic preserve that. But they also have the second part. But in the early part, you can read it there as well. The Forgotten Books of the Bible, Lost Books of the Bible and Forgotten Books of Eden. You can find that there. Like to get to some of the topical themes of discussion right here, Chabarim, you know, some of the topics of discussion. Take a little pause for the cause. We have a psalm. We have today's daily psalm. So we're going to hear Dub Wise, and then we're going to ride up with some of the discussion topics right here. Here, Havarim. Here we have Aleph, right? Aleph the first. Here, English KJV, the Hebrew, right? Twinkle Brothers, Jehovah, and Dub Majesty. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 56.
Psalm 56.
Mizmor nun vav. Lam natseyah al yonat elem rechokim le David michtam ve echozoto felishtim begad.
Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. he fighting daily oppresseth me. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O thou most high. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word, in God I put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Every day they wrest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together, they hide themselves, they mark my steps when they wait for my soul. Shall they escape by iniquity? In thine anger, cast down the people, O God. Thou tellest my wanderings. Put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? When I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Thy vows are upon me, O God. I will render praises unto thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living?
מזמור נ"ו למנצח על יונת אלם רחוקים לדוד מכתם ואחוז אותו פלישתים וגד. חונני אלוהים כי שאפני אנוש, כל היום לוחם ילחצני. שאפו שורריי כל היום, כי רבים לוחמים לי מרום. יום עירה אני אליך אפתח, באלוהים אהלל דברו, באלוהים בטחתי לא אירא מה יעשה בשר לי. כל היום דברי יעצבו, עלי כל מחשבותם לרע. יגורו יצפונו, המה עקבי ישמורו, כאשר כיוו נפשי. על אבן פלט למו, באף עמים הורד אלוהים. נודי ספרת אתה, שימה דמעתי ונודך. הלוב בספרתך, אז ישובו אויבי אחור ביום אקרא, זה ידעתי כי אלוהים לי. באלוהים אהלל דבר, באדוני אהלל דבר, באלוהים בטחתי לא אירא מה יעשה אדם לי. עליי אלוהים נדריך, אשלם תודות לך, כי הצלת נפשי ממוות, הלא רגלי מדחי, להתהלך לפני אלוהים באור החיים.
Yes, 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 yes. So here, discussion topics on the Torah, even as we prep here in the season, you know, looking forward to the Monday evening particularly. But here, just do due diligence right here, Mitzorah. And there's an addendum. We have an addendum as well we'd like to share. But first, on the discussion topics, the addendum is on the cleansing of HaMitzorah, the cleansing of the leper. And so here we're going to look at the HaTorah, the Brit HaYishana, in light of the Brit Chadasha, in light of the New Covenant. So we're going to the Old Testament, so to speak, in light of the New Testament. Discussion topic one, Sara'at. Now, in the Hebrew, you know, the word, the root sense of it connected with, you know, Sara'at and with, like, distress, you know, anxiety. So we can call this affliction, but it's a peculiar type of affliction. But discussion topic number one, come, make a reason right here, make a reason right here. So what we have here, Sara'at, is not leprosy in the usual sense, but that's a placeholder. Skin disease or peculiar kind of affliction. The Sara'at, as it stands, is associated with the sin, with the Hebraically the chet, right, the cheta, right, the sin, missing the lack, right, because sin, the word sin has a sense of like missing the mark, falling short, missing the lack of, right, lashon hara, the sin of lashon hara, the uckery of lashon, the tongue, ha-ra'a, the evil tongue, the tongue, the evil, the tongue of the evil, sara'at. This is traditionally defined as saying something bad about another person, even if it happens to be true. In other words, evil speech, it involves spreading ara'a, right? Even if true reports or expressing a negative or critical spirit about others. Now, according to one teaching, a midrash, the first person to get sara'at, which is commonly called leprosy, was Moshe, was Moses himself. And I'll say, what? You remember the hand? Mm-hmm, the hand in the bosom? Yeah. Moses, according to HaTorah, is the first to get sara'at or leprosy himself. When Yahuwah Eloheinu, when Adonai Elohim told Moshe that he sought for him to rescue, to deliver Yisrael, his son, from bondage in Mitzrayim, Moshe had told Yahuwah Eloheinu, Adonai Elohim, what did he tell him? Quote, they won't believe, they won't ma'amen, they won't amen, they won't admit as true that you have sent me. Moses' concern was that, you know, the people, they're not going to believe. So basically what Moshe said to Yahuwah is that the people won't believe him, right? They won't believe him, right? And Yahuwah then told Moshe to put his hand out, right? You know, his bosom, right? To put his hand in his bosom and then to put his hand out, and it turned white with a sara'at. Why? You see, a lot of you say, oh, that is a sign. That was a sign, but they're not reading deeper, right, into the text in accordance with the true Hebrew way of reading it. When you read through it, you start to see these words, and it's like, wait, uh-oh. Moses, basically, it's like somebody says, oh, do something, says, oh, he's not going to believe me. And then you go ahead, and then they believe you. But you're saying that he would not believe you. You're saying what somebody else's action is going to be. And in this case, Moshe was speaking about Yisrael. He was speaking about Israel. So in a sense, remember, he was told to do this because you're going to go and deliver them. And this is where the hand comes in. Why? Because the hand does work, right? The hand, in a sense, is a symbol of work. That work that he's sending Moses to do was to rescue, deliver his people. You know, almost like you snatch and grab somebody, in a sense. And then Moses and the rod, the hand again. So this is where we get this scene where he puts his hand, told to put his hand in the bosom, turn, you know, and it comes out white as, it says white as snow, or white, right, leprous, right, because he spoke evil about Yisrael. He spoke evil about Yahuwah's Beino, right, his son, speaking of Israel in the context of HaTorah. Later, after that, well, it was a little, yeah, it was somewhat after that, almost over 30-something years after that, Moses' sister Miriam, was afflicted too with sara'at. Remember in Numbers chapter 12, when she criticized, right? Some say that she criticized her brothers, the common Yehudi, among other Yehudim, because we have to correct them sometimes. We say, wait, why are you saying that when the Torah says this? But maybe it's because she was a Cushite in Ethiopia. Anyway, when she criticized her brother's treatment of his spouse, but we don't really have that in the text. It's almost like when she criticized her brother because his spouse was this Cushite, was this Ethiopian, you know, woman. Right, but still, she spoke a lot of rah-rah. Right now, Ha'adon, our Lord, our Master, our Boss, our Sovereign, Yeshua, King of Kings, Christ, told I and I that, quote, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. In Mateos, Matanyahu, in Matthew chapter 12, verse 34, and further warned us, warned I and I, about the unthinking use of our words. You know, it says the idle words, the unthinking use of our words. You ever use words sometime and then somebody tell you what you say and you're like, oh man, you know, like you almost like you, it's like you didn't even think using unthinking words, unthinking, you know, yeah, unthinking words. You're not really thinking about the real implication of the words. What did Yeshua say? In Matthew 12, verse 36 to 37, but I say to you, let every idle word that men shall speak, they shall account for in the day of judgment. For by your words, your debarim, your words, y'all shall be justified, and by your words, y'all shall be condemned. Matthew chapter 12, verse 36 to 37. Here, for this first topic of discussion here for Nitzora, right? Come make a reason on the phrase, death and life, mavet v'chayim, are in the Yad Lashon. That's the, bring out the Hebrew sense. English in Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. You know, see the Hebrew Christian got a little type, some typos here, but still give thanks to the work, right? Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Mavet v'chayim, mavet v'chayim, mot v'chayim, beyad lashon. Yad lashon, yad in the hand, beyad lashon, in the hand of the tongue. Now, some Hebrew hieroglyphics, verbal hieroglyphics right here. This is where the King James call it in the power of the tongue. But literally, directly in the Hebrew, mavet v'chayim beyad, in the hand, lashon, in the hand of the tongue. Why? Because the tongue, this small member, Yaakov, our brother they call James in translation, speaks about that, the tongue being a small member, but what a great fire, you know, can be kindled by it. That our tongue, right, the Lashon, has a hand. In other words, the sense of work. Now, remember the link between Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, or directly in the Hebrew, also in the King of Kings, the Book of the Seven Seals, we have it there as well. The word hand, directly. Remember Moses, his hand turned leprous. Interesting that connection there. Excuse me. Interesting connection right there with the hand. Sense of debarim, the words, are the result of our thinking. Thinking, feeling, emotion, you know, all of that together. Let's discuss how negative thinking can create sickness, right? How can negative thinking create sickness? And what we call soris, like affliction, soris in your and my and I lives and liberty. First topic of discussion right there. Interesting connection with the hand. And in the Hebrew, from a Hebrew perspective, death and life are in the power of the tongue, KJV translation, in the hand of the tongue. Therefore, connecting that with Moses' hand when he spoke, you know, ra'ah, he spoke evil. But if you say, well, he just said that they might not. But the word ra'ah is basically that which is hurtful, harmful, bad. He basically said that they will be unbelievers. And then when you read, he went and said what he said, and all the people and the elders graciously received it. Next topic of discussion right here here for the RSS number 28, Shabbat, Talmud Torah, second topic of discussion, linking with the first, no doubt, is Lashon Hara. Lashon, tongue, Hara, tongue of evil, evil tongue. Lashon Hara is regarded as such a serious chet, sin, ukri, forfeiture, missing the mark. Because, why? Because it desecrates the image of Elohim in man. So that evil speaking, that evil tongue, that gossip, that, you know, projectifying, as it was, Lashon Hara, is regarded as such a serious chet, sin, ukri, because it desecrates the image of Elohim in man. That is the use of reason and the ability to speak. If you talk about we created in the image after likeness, most ones, if they do accept the truth of it, might only be able to see as far as the anthropomorphical sense. You know, like arm, leg, head supreme, you know, and the physical. You know, God has a hand and he sees and so forth and so on. But what they miss is the true Hebraic sense that the image of Elohim in man, in humanity, is the use of reason, the ability for the logos. Right, the logos, or the logic, the logos and reason, a byproduct of the logos, logic, and the ability, therefore, to articulate this reason and logic, right, by way of speech, right? The power of speech expresses the image of Elohim more than any other faculty in humanity or in man, since it reveals the inner thoughts and intentions and intents of the heart. Words are a result of thoughts and attitudes that give rise to them. Again, the barim are a result of thoughts and attitudes that give rise to them. Now, the barim, let's get this right here. We say Devarim, we're speaking plural sense, and it's also the name of the fifth book of Moses, where it says these are the Devarim, the words, and it also refers like to the 10 words, often referred to as the 10 commandments. But as a plain word, Devarim is words. And Debar is as a noun, it's word, and as a verb, it is to speak. Right, and then we have this here. Once you get the Hebrew New Covenant right here, this is Hal Besora, the gospel, the good news. Hal Besora, Hag Edosha, right, the holy gospel, Al Pi, on the mouth of Yohanan. So the gospel according to Saint John, or the gospel according to Yohanan. Verse 1, chapter 1, it says, Bereshith haya hadavar, ve hadavar haya et ha Elohim, ve Elohim haya hadavar. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Elohim, and the Word was Elohim. Who haya Bereshith etzel ha Elohim. The same was in the beginning with Elohim. Well, in a sense, when we look at the Hebrew right here, same was in the beginning, or in that sense, etzel. It was with, even in a sense, emanated, like words, they emanate from us, like heat emanates from a fire, or light from, you could say, a lighted source, like a lamp, so to speak. But here, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Elohim, and the Word was Elohim. Here in the Hebrew, from Habesora, HaKedosha, the holy gospel, good news, Habesora, HaKedosha, Alpi Yohanan, on the mouth of John, of Yohanan, Yohanan, John in the English. Bereshit haya hadabar, we hadabar haya et ha Elohim, we Elohim haya hadabar. So the importance of the dabar, right, of the word, right? And this is here the power of speech, expressing the image of Elohim, of Ha Elohim, of Ha Elohim, more than any other faculty in man, since it reveals the inner thoughts and intents of the heart. Words, the barim, are the result of thoughts and attitudes that give rise to them. Using words, the barim, and the ability to dabar, to speak, to inflict pain, therefore it perverts the image of Elohim. Since Elohim created man, humanity, man, to use language to, quote, build up others in love, in Ahaba. This is part of the reason that HaMitzora, the leper, the one afflicted or skin disease, was regarded as dead, because this Chatiyat, right, because of this Chatiyat, this sin, the connection to the inner meaning of it, the word, for the word created, the word is life. So let's discuss, let's reason. Come, make a reason on the importance of speaking, as we have in Ephesians, of speaking the truth, right, in love. Speaking the truth in love. Come, make I and I reason. Need to go to Ephesians verse. We'll bring that forward again. Ephesians verse. Let's see if we have this right here before we get to the next topic, the Ephesians, because some might not be familiar with this. But here, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15.
Lack this chet, this missing the mark. So come. Make I and I reason. Come make a reason and discuss the importance. What is the importance of speaking the truth in love?
The truth
in love,
the truth
of the King.
In love.
This forfeiture, this lack, this chet, this missing the mark. So come. Make I and I reason. Come make a reason and discuss the importance. What is the importance of speaking the truth in love? What is the importance of speaking the truth in love? In love. In love.
Ki ya'ima nidabira ha'emet be'ahava ve'negidila ve'chola davara la'u la'mashiach asher hu'a ha'rosh. Here, Ephesians 4 and 15. But speaking the truth in love.
In love.
For speaking the truth in love, but speaking the truth in love, ki im nidaber ha'emet bi'ahava, speaking the truth in love. Ki im nidaber ha'emet bi'ahava, in ahaba, in love. Ki im nidaber ha'emet bi'ahava, we negidla b'kola davara lau la Mashiach asher hu harosh.
Full of all, Ephesians 4:15. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things. That is head, Moshiach, even Mashiach, even Messiah, even Christos, even Christ in his kingly character. Ki im nedaber ha'emeta b'ahava. We negidila b'kola davar lo la Mashiach asher hu ha rosh. Kiim nidaber ha'emet
be'ahava. Modern Hebrew they'll say be'ahava. Hey, be'ahava. Be'ahava. Be'ahava, by way of or in ahava. Modern Hebrew, they'll say ahava, ahava, be'ahava. But here, the verse here is Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15. Ki'im nedaber ha'emet be'ahava, where nigadela be'kol dabar lo la Mashiach shehu ha'rosh. Actually, it says, for if we speak, is for if we speak, the sense of it. Sometimes they say but and means and, you know, but here we have for because im if nidabir, nidabir, if we speak, ki, im nidabir, ha emet, the emet, the emet, like the emet, ha emet, the truth, bi ahava, where nigadila, where nigdila may get big. Nigdala, 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 with nigdala, like we get big, like to grow in a sense, but literally we get big, the call dabar, right? The call in all dabar, but even again, here, this word can mean like all things, but the things like all words, all matters, all words, all matters. So the link between like what's the matter, what's the thing, but the same word dabar can also mean to speak. So be called dabar in all things, lawu, in all things, like for him, a sense of all things for him. But another sense of it is also all things, but all words. Kiyim nidabir, right? Be called dabar in all words and all matters, lawu, for him, la, for Mashiach, for Messiah, Moshiach, la Moshiach, Shehu, right? Shehu, that he, HaRosh, that he is the head, that he is the Rosh, that he is the chief. So right there, they're there to that second point in the Lashon Hara, why such a serious, we could say, serious chet, akari, forfeiture, lack, falling short, missing the mark. Here, come, make me discuss right here. Question, not question, but discussion, reasoning number three. Of course, in the reasoning, there might be some questions, of course. Come, make a reason. Just as a body can become sick with sickness or with illness, so can a soul, so can a psyche. In Psalm 41 and 8, we have it read that, I said, O Yahuwah, Jehovah, be gracious to me, heal my soul. Rifa'ah nafshi, in other words, heal nafshi. Rifa'ah, heal her nafshi, heal my soul, heal my psyche, for I have sinned, I have fallen short, I've ucked up against you, against thee. Psalm 41 and 4. Now, likewise, we get to understand, get a good comprehension that fear profoundly affects the fear and what they can say scientifically, that's phobias, profoundly affects, not just effect, but affects the way the brain processes images and messages. Once again, likewise, we need to understand, and it's been proven that fear, phobia, false evidence appearing real, profoundly affects the way the brain processes images and messages. Fear, phobias, false evidence appearing real, they colors the way we see and we hear things. And since the mind and the body are intricately interconnected, fear, phobias, false evidence appearing real, is often the root cause of many physiological problems, such as heart disease, high blood pressure, clinical depression, and other ailments and afflictions. Left unchecked, fear, phobias, false evidence appearing real can be and are deadly. So come, make me reason and discuss the connection between fear, phobias, false evidence appearing real, the Lashon Hara, right, the evil tongue, evil speech, gossip, and sickness and illness. Here, fourth topic of discussion here for the Shabbat Mitzvah, meditation, iditation. Reasoning number four, a person healed of Zara'at, leprosy, skin disease, affliction, was required to bring a guilt offering. In the Hebrew, we know this as asham, and elsewhere, like in KJV, is translated as trespass offering, the asham. It's the same sacrifice. Get this. The healed person healed of Sara'at in particular, was required to bring an asham, a guilt trespass offering. The same sacrifice that was required for robbery, fraud, and other serious crimes. So what's the connection of this? Now, because of this, because one studying Ha Torah, right, can see through the studies the connection of this asham, there's a connection here. So because of this, even the sages liken the Lashon Hara, the evil tongue, to be a type of violence where speech, evil speech, is a type of violence. Since it harms the slanderer, the hearer, and the one who is slandered. This is why the asham for the healed, the one healed of Tahir, the one healed of it, is the same as that which is required. The offering for robbery, for fraud, and other very serious crime. Indeed, some of the ancient sages, they regarded it, this Lashon Hara, as a form of murder, right? And the one who had it and used it was a murderer, right? In spirit, in the essence of it. Since the face of the person slandered, right, you know, was shamed. That person was robbed. You know what I mean? Well, their name was slandered. They were robbed. And since it was a lie, this was fraudulent, right? And since all of that, it's a serious crime. Here come make we reason. That was the fourth right there. Good topic of discussion. The connection between the guilt offering for the healed mitahir of leprosy of Sara'at being the same offering that's required for robbery, fraud, and other serious crime. Come. Discussion number five, right? Part of the purification ritual for a mitzorah, for skin disease, leper, it paralleled the consecration of HaKohanim. Note that right there. The immersion into living water, mikweh, was required. Oil, right, zayit, and dam, and blood were placed on the ear, the thumb, and the toes, right-hand side. So let's discuss how the restoring of the impure, in the case of the mitzvah, how it pictures the idea of a, quote, a wounded healer. And here we get the Yeshaya, right, the Isaiah's connection with that prophecy, wounded for our transcript, a wounded healer. How do you see Adonenu Yeshua in this image, this picture, word picture of the wounded healer? How do you see yourself? How do I and I see self. Hear. Topic number six. That was number five right there. Well, once again, it's this whole connection of the purification process of the mitzvah, the leper, and the parallel, how it parallels the consecration of HaKohanim, of the priest. Come. Here, topic number six. The purification process for the mitzvah corresponded with other rites and rituals revealed in HaTorah. There's the sprinkling of the hyssop, by HaKohanim, by the priests, right? This recalled the blood of Pesach, of Passover, the offering made of the two birds, one that was sacrificed and the other that was set free. Recall the scapegoat, the scapegoat of the Yom HaKippurim rite and ritual, the one that is La'azazel, the one that is for Azazel, La'azazel, the washing of the garments, the shaving of all hair, and the immersion or baptism, the immersion in a mikveh, this recalled the birth of the Israelite, the Hebrew and the Israelite people, Amo Yisrael, at the Yam Suf. What's the Yam Suf? The Sea of Reeds, also known as the Etera Bahir, the Eritrean Sea. The Torah, the Yam Suf, the Sea of Reeds. There's the blood of the guilt offering, the Asham, that's applied to the earlobe, the thumb, the foot. This, as we already mentioned, but again, let's recall the consecration of Aharon Ubanayo, Aaron and his sons, Aharon Ubanav, as the Kohenei Yisrael, as the priests of Israel. Leviticus chapter 14:14. In other words, the individual purification process, it mirrors the purification of the community of Yisrael, of the community of Beino, of his son. And healing ultimately meant being re-identified, like you like lose your ID, but you re-identify as a redeemed child of Eloheinu, of Ayinai Elohim. So to this sixth reasoning discussion, let's reason on how the, quote, cleansing of the leper, end quote, the cleansing of the leper, how is the cleansing of the leper a picture of your own salvation, of your own saving, preservation, salvation, victory given in HaMoshiach Yeshua HaNotri. So come, make reason. Hear. We got two more right here. Perhaps we can get to part of the addendum, or otherwise we really hope to, because looking at the time, let's get to it. Discussion, reasonment number seven. Come make we discuss. Throughout the scriptures, both water and blood, right? Water and blood, Mayim Vedam or Mai Vedam, are used as purifying agents. Again, throughout the Hebrew scriptures, both water and blood are used as purifying agents. Sacrifice blood is and was applied to HaMizbeach, the altar, to make atonement for chet, for sin, for okuri. Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11, check. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 3, check. Hebrews, the epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 9, verse 14. And water, the mayim, wucha, is used and was used and is used for cleansing from, for example, tumah, impurity. Exodus chapter 30, verses 19 to 20. Leviticus chapter 14, verse 51. Numbers chapter 19, verse 18. And Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22. Check. The prophet Yechezkel HaNabi, the prophet Ezekiel foretells a time when Yahweh Eloheinu, Ayinai Elohim, will sprinkle, quote, pure water, end quote, on ethnic Yisrael, right, on ethnic Israel, to do what? To cleanse them and to cleanse us, once lost, now found, black and brown sheep of the Beta Israel, to cleanse them and us from all thee and our uncleanness. And Yechezkel, Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 25. So water, likewise, it signifies spiritual rebirth. Now, according to one ancient scroll, according to Sefer HaChinuch, immersion in water, the mikveh, right, like the baptism pool, as it were, immersion pool, it represents the unclean person being recreated. since the world was covered, get this, since the world was covered with water during its creation. So another important aspect from the Judaic foundation of Moshiach is that the immersion, the baptism in water, going down in the water, it represents that the unclean person is now being recreated, because we even have the world and the earth being covered with water during its creation. So Adonenu, our Lord, our Master, our Boss Yeshua, he taught that we need a spiritual rebirth. A spiritual rebirth. You must be born again in order to see, seen, sight, the kingdom of Ha'elohim, of Elohim, according to Yohanan, John 3 and 3. So come, make we discuss, make we reason on how the purification process of HaMetzorah, how it foreshadows spiritual rebirth, being born again by water and by blood, according to Yohanan, John chapter 3, verse 5. Check. John chapter 19, verse 34. Check that. And the epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 9, verse 19, Chavarim. Lastly, but not leastly, right here, 8 discussion items and topics right here for the 8th, the Likul Batalua. For centuries, people's attitudes towards what's called leprosy was formed from the portions of Tazria and Mitzorah. That's in the Western Gentile world, right? For centuries, in the so-called white Anglo-Saxon Protestant world, in the Western world, for centuries, people's attitudes toward leprosy was formed from these here portions, reading and feedings, 27, 28, for Tazria and Mitzorah. Even though it is clear that Zara'at is not to be equal with what is called Hansen's disease, or some even, you know, link that with Hamson's disease, Canaan, that's a whole other reasoning, right? But what was clear is that Zara'at is not equal in the description. But in the Western Gentile world, and via understanding or misunderstanding, this is where these two things that are dissimilar became similarly attached. So finally, let's discuss and reason how misinterpreting the scriptures and losing the high Yehudim context, what Yeshua said, you worship that which you know not, we know we worship, for salvation is of high Yehudim. It was understood, you know, by those who understood the scriptures, that they were not the same. That yes, leprosy is a disease, but that's not what's being described here. Vitiligo on a level, but then what about in a house? So there's a spiritual component. But let's reason on how misinterpreting the scriptures often causes suffering and hardship in the lives, causes actually affliction, in other words, suffering in the lives of others. So here, these 8 reasonings based on this Torah reading and feeding right here. Chan, I don't know if we have time to get into a full of this, looking at the time right here. Let's segue here, because this is important, the cleansing of the
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, O children of Israel, are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Now remember the Sabbath seal, Psalm 144, you know, first day Psalm 24. I don't know if we have time right there, because I think we really need to get into this. And this is the addendum here for the Mitzorah 28th, as we are moving to the eve and the cusp of Pesach, Passover, in this season. The cleansing of the leper. Although Ha Kohain needed to go, quote, outside the camp. Notice that the priest needed to go, quote, outside the camp. Why? To examine a mitzvah, called in translation, strong quotes, a leper, or one who is afflicted and skin disease. The person still needed to be, quote, be brought to HaKohen to meet him there. And see, this is in Leviticus chapter 14, verses 2 to 3. We get to learn that the priest needed to go outside the camp. It's like in the Brit Chadasha, let's go to him outside the camp, right, to examine the mitzvah. The person still needed to be brought to HaKohen to meet him there. It's an interesting sense. Outside the camp, brought to, you know, like almost like meeting in the center, so to speak. In other words, the afflicted one was required to meet HaKohen, the priest, halfway. We have a Hebrew terminology right here, Hashabeinu. And this comes from Lamentation Eicha. We call it Lamentation because that's what ones would say in the Hebrew, say Eicha, like how, like lamentation. Lamenting. Lamentations 5:21, where it reads, return us to you. Hashibeinu. Martin Hebrew say Hashibeinu. 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 Return us to you, O Yahweh, and we shall return. That halfway. Like the prodigal son who returns home, Yahweh Eloheinu, he waits for us, for I and I, at the, quote, the edge of the camp to meet us halfway, Now, the case of HaMitzora, it reveals that Yahweh Eloheinu, our Elohim, sometimes disciplines his child with, quote, exile, or we say even quarantine, in order to awaken teshuvah, cause that turn from the straight way to Yahweh, truth and life, teshuva, repentance within the heart, that turn of the heart. Yahweh Eloheinu imparted the spiritual disease of sara'at, affliction, skin disease, to, quote, remind us of our sin, our chet, our akri, our forfeiture, our missing the mark, our lack, and our need for atonement at one, and the purification rite and ritual was meant to illustrate our need for spiritual rebirth, right? You must be born again. The gracious aim of affliction then is to, quote, wake us from our slumbers, end quote, in order to reveal the way of life. One named C.S. Lewis once said something that resonates right here. He said that God whispers to us in our pleasures, speaks to us in our conscience, but shouts in our pain. It is his megaphone to rouse a deaf world, end quote. A student once asked his Rebbe, his teacher and scholar of Torah, quote, do we get punished for our sins, our chatot, right, in this world? And the Rebbe, the scholar of Torah, his succinct response was, only if we are made fortunate, or in other words, only if we are made blessed, do we get punished for our sins, our ukaris in this world. Paradoxically, punishment from Yahweh Eloheinu may be a baraka in disguise, since there is no worse state in this life than to be untouched by need, by suffering and testing. There is nothing more dreadful than to be forgotten and overlooked by Yahweh Eloheinu. According to Romans chapter 1, verse 28, brings out this idea. Being afflicted with sara'at, skin disease, affliction, is a blessed state since it reveals the nature, the true nature of our lethal disease, and leads us back or forward to the, quote, edge of the camp, to the edge of the camp. It leads us forward to the edge of the camp where Yahweh Eloheinu gives us healing. You know, as we mentioned before, You know, Yehudi, Judaic tradition, it links Sara'at with sin, the chet, the ukkari, the sin of Lashon Hara, the evil tongue, suggesting that the word mitzora itself is a, quote, as they would say, a play, Hebrew idiomatically, on the Hebrew phrase motzi ra, motzi ra. So the ancients and Hebrew speakers, we see the connection in certain word connections. Mitzora and the motzi ra. What is or who is the motzi ra? The one who brings motzi ra, who brings evil, unkindness, hurt back. As we have in Proverbs 18:21, Mavet v'chayim b'yad lashon, or Mavet v'chayim b'yad lashon. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. Death and life, Mavet v'chayim b'yad, in the hand, b'yad lashon. Death and life is in the hand of the tongue. Tongue does work. Check its work. Because we are made in the image and the likeness of Elohim, our words matter, and they yield power, and beyad, they do work. There's a hand in the hand of the tongue, beyad lashon. Indeed, the Hebrew word for word is dabar. Dabar, some might say davar, dabar. And this also means a thing. So the word for word in Hebrew, dabar, also means a thing. When we bless others, we are invoking grace and goodwill to be manifest in ha'olam, even olam hazeh, even in this world. But when we curse others, the opposite effect is intended in olam hazeh, in this world. There's a connection here with the case of ha'mitzorah, whose fate rested upon a single word. A single word. A single word spoken by Ha Kohen, in the singular, Ha Kohen, by the priest. Either it was Tameh, unclean, or it was Tahor, clean. One word, Tameh. And look at Tameh, unclean, or Tameh, clean. There really are no careless words. Adonai Yeshua HaMoshiach, he said, I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak. For by your words, you will be justified, and by your words, your debarim, you will be condemned. Matthew chapter 12, verses 36 and 37. Every word we utter reaches up to the highest places of Shemayim, the heavens, and the rakia, the firmament, right? And guess what? It echoes there. Reverberates. The sages of the ancient days, they said, my words, not a soul knows. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he says, I am sending an angel, a malach, who will stand near you and record every davar you say about your neighbor. Every word we speak is recorded in the, quote, heavenly scrolls. Revelation chapter 20, verse 12, 2012. Therefore, David admonishes us, who so desires life and loves many days that bring forth good? Guard your tongue from evil, from ra'ah, your lashon from ra'ah, and keep your lips from using deceptive speech. Turn away from ra'ah and do good. Seek peace, shalom, and pursue it. Psalms 34, verses 13 to 14. Now notice the connection between our words and deeds here, which again suggests a connection between words and things, debarim. It is very sobering to realize that our thoughts are essentially prayers. Our thoughts are essentially prayers, the tefillot, being offered up to Yahweh Eloheinu, Ayna Elohim, because he is the Shomea Tefillah. He is the hearer of prayer. As Dawi also said in Psalm 35, 13, may what I prayed for happen to me. Tefillati. May it return up on my own breast. Tifalati ala chiki tashuv. may it return upon my own breast. Because Hamitzvora, the leper skin disease, was put into exile or quarantine because of his sinful, awful thinking manifested in words and then in the disease. So he came back to the edge of the camp, only with Debarim, only with words. The first step back was crucial. As the prophet later said in Hosea 14:2, return to Yahuwah and repent and say to him, completely forgive our iniquity, our moral perversity, accept our penitential prayer that we may offer praise, the praise of our lips as likened to sacrificial bulls. When we sincerely return to Yahuwah Eloheinu, he will take care of the problem of our impurity, uncleanness, and chet, and sin, and ukri, forfeiture, missing of the mark. That's the message of the cross of the tree of Adonenu Yeshua too. The cross of the tree of his cross. We can add nothing to his finished work. Kula, finish. But simply accept it as performed on our behalf through emunah, through admittance, through faith. The love of Yahuwah Eloheinu is so great, gadol, that he reaches out and touched us, the naga, becoming a leper for us, and even chose to die in exile upon the cross of his tree, the tree of his cross, to eternally purify us from our chet, our sin nature. In that sense, Adonai Yeshua surely meets us more than halfway, since he emptied himself of his heavenly glory and power in order to willingly bear our sickness, shame, and even mot, mavet, death itself on our behalf. Quote, but he made himself nothing, taking the form of an eved, a slave, a servant, being born in the likeness of men and people, and being found in human form. He brought himself low by becoming obedient to the point of mawet, of mot, of death, even the death on a cross, even the death on a cross, the cross of his tree, the tree of his cross. May Shemo, may his name forever and ever be praised. Yes, Chabarim. Right here. Got through the addendum right there. And that was the reasoning on the cleansing of the leper, the cleansing of Ha Mitzvora, and by extension, the cleansing of all of I. And we, the King of Kings, Christ, Yeshua, Jesus Christos, yes, I, Rastafari. On the outro right here, the Psalm of the Day, Hebrew-wise, Twinkle Brothers, Faith Can Move Mountains, Shavua Tov, a good Shavua, looking forward to Pesach, to Passover, Yah willing, yes, I, Rastafari, be well, Shavua Tov, here.
מזמור נ"ו למנצח על יונת אלם רחוקים לדוד מכתם באחוז אותו פלישתים בגד חונני אלוהים כי שאפני אנוש כל היום לוחם ילחצני שאפו שוררי כל היום כי רבים לוחמים לי מרום יום עירה אני אליך אפתח באלוהים אהלל דברו, באלוהים בטחתי לא אירא מה יעשה בספר לי. כל היום דברי יעצבו, עלי כל מחשבותם לרע. יגורו יצפונו, המה עקבי ישמורו, כאשר כיוו נפשי. על אבן פלט למו, באף עמים הורד אלוהים. נודי ספרת אתה, שימה דמעתי ונודך. הלוב בספרתך. אז ישובו אויבי אחור ביום אקרא, זה ידעתי כי אלוהים לי. באלוהים אהלל דבר, באדוני אהלל דבר, באלוהים בטחתי, לא אירא מה יעשה אדם לי. עליי אלוהים נדריך, אשלם תודות לך, כי הצלת נפשי ממוות, הלא רגלי מדחי, להתהלך לפני אלוהים באור החיים.
Psalm 56. Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresseth me. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O thou most high. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Every day they wrest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps when they wait for my soul. Shall they escape by iniquity? In thine anger, cast down the people, O God. Thou tellest my wanderings. Put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? When I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Thy vows are upon me, O God. I will render praises unto thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living, 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 of the living.
Shavuot Tov, Shavuot Tov, a good Shavuot, a good seven to come, Pesach coming forward. Y'all willing, join I and I on the ear and the iris. Hear, 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 Shavuot Tov, Chavarim. Yes, Bashem Yeshua. Be well. Yeshua Shalom.